5 o'clock ride is on E. Kane with this E report. Richard Pryor's life is coming to the big screen, and everyone wants to know who's playing Richard Pryor. I have a son on the line.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good, breathing.
Yes, Richard Pryor Jr. on the line.
What's up, everybody?
You've got a long name. Richard Franklin Lennox Thomas Pryor Jr. Is that all you?
Lennox Thomas. My mother took off, so I just had the Franklin.
Oh, okay, she saved you from a few. That's a lot a lot of weight to carry around.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
Was this an idea that you came up with right after your dad passing, or was this an idea presented to you by someone else to do a movie, a biopic about your dad's life?
Well, actually, about the biopic, the children were never a part of it at all.
Okay.
It was always just the wife a part of it. But recently, with things coming out again with the directors and producers and such, you know, I got tired of sitting back and doing nothing and saying nothing, so I thought I should speak out about it.
Okay, and what do you want people to know most about your dad, Richard Pryor, that we may not have known that the film will show us?
Well, I think the fact of showing that he was I'm hoping that the film will show how he was a generous guy, a giving guy, you know, he was caring, he was sensitive, and he was also quiet as well. And it's showing how he was as a father and everything.
Right, so, right.
That's what I'm hoping it will show and everything. And then also, the struggles he's been through. He's been very vocal about it. But showing what led up to that, I was telling someone the other day, like how, he talked about, people laughed at him on stage when he talked about shooting the Mercedes and shooting the car and the tires out and the engine.
Right.
But also, that's funny, but also, what was behind that? What was the darkness behind that and causing her to do that? We laughed at it, but we never looked at the other side of what caused that.
Right.
And that darkness that he was in and why he was going through what he was going through, that's what I want to film the show.
This experience, I know you're just jumping on board. Like you said, what has it been like for you so far being involved with this filmmaking process?
Well, it's been crazy. My thing is now trying to make secure a place for me and for my siblings as far as being a part of this.
Right.
And not just being on the outside talking about wanting to be a part of it, actually literally being a part of this film. And that's the thing that we're going through now, because we're not literally a part of it. We have no rights to our dad's name or likeness or anything, and we have no say-so in anything. But now I'm trying to get the voice out saying, hey, we're here. You know, don't ignore us. We should have a say-so in our father's legacy. Making sure and securing that I'm a part of my father's legacy. And in turn, me being a part of it, my siblings are going to be a part of that legacy as well.
You said you resemble your dad a lot. Do you think you could possibly play your dad?
I think when I was younger, I could probably play him all the way through, you know, from younger to older. But now that I'm a little older, if I had the opportunity to play him as older when he, you know, wasn't well and during that period of time, his later years in life, I would have loved the opportunity to do that. If not, just, you know, being on the producing side of it, being have some type of input, that's what I want.
Do you think that if you were able to play him like a Richard later in life, that going through that process, that metamorphosis acting, that would help connect you to him more?
Well, I don't think it would help connect me more, because I'm already connected to him.
Mm-hmm.
I think me just doing it is actually portraying the way I saw my father and the way I saw him during those times and the things he had to go through with the MS and such. Those are things that I can tap into because I saw him firsthand.
Right, right. Or maybe I should word it different, what I meant. A way to kind of just, almost like getting a warm hug, just kind of channeling him, kind of feeling him through you.
Yeah, it is a way to reconnect with someone who's no longer here, you know, having words in front of you and having a script in front of you that's, you know, that's your father's. A lot of people don't have that opportunity.
Right.
To being able to step in those shoes of that person, and that's an opportunity to be able to do that.
Right, right. Now, you said if you couldn't play your dad, you would want Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
This is a surprising choice from a lot of people. What do you think about Nick? Now, he seems like he's pretty dedicated to getting this part. I've seen the changes that he's gone through, and at first we're like, hold up. Where's the mustache and the fro coming from?
Now
we get it. So what is it about Nick that you think he has what it takes to take on this role?
Well, I think, first of all, I think it's a thing, you know, there's a lot of flack, you know, and I've been getting a lot of, you know, people, you know, he shouldn't do this. You know, they said the same thing about Jamie Foxx when he was playing Ray Charles, you know, and different people that have gotten roles. No one's ever happy about who gets that role. They think someone should be better because they're looking at what that person has done, not what that person is capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Nick Cannon, I think he's so hungry for this that he can tap into some things, because he's been through some things, raised by his grandmother as well. And I think there's things that he can tap into that the public isn't giving him an opportunity to do that,
mm-hmm.
and to be able to see that. And I think he can tap into who my father was and use a lot of things that he's gone through and being able to pull those things out. You know, we see people do, you know, they do comedy. It's more than just having a comic doing something in a film. You know, they didn't think, you know, Marlon Wayans could do something serious, and he turned out and did something serious. So you never know what somebody is capable of doing. A comic has a lot of darkness in their life, and out of that darkness, they make people laugh.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of those things that Nick Cannon has in him that are deep in him, I think those things are going to come out in the film, and that's why I support him.
And I did hear that Marlon Wayans was also a consideration, which I personally think would be a great choice as well. Richard's wife or widow, Jennifer, your stepmom, wanted Terrence Howard to play Richard.
Yeah.
That's kind of an odd choice. I don't know. How did you feel about that?
I mentioned that and thought about that with some friends and my manager and stuff like that. You know, the thing with Terrence, I mean, he's a great actor.
Absolutely.
And all that. So you can't take that away from him. But him, that transforming into my father in that aspect, I don't see it. I see nothing but softness there, and the way that I can't see him. I know he's played dark roles and things like that, but I just don't think he can tap into that level where my father was. I don't see it, because my dad was more than just a comedian. Anybody can get up there. They can hire anybody to get up on stage and do his stand-up routines and do them perfectly and sound like him and everything else, but that's not what this is about.
Right.
It's about a man's life and how dark his life was and how great it was and the turmoil and all those things are combined, and I just think the right person needs to be in it, regardless of, you know, what other people think. You know, it's just my choice.
And I know your dad was on the road a lot, especially in the height of his career, filming and touring, and he also seemed like he was great at balancing out that home time and having that family time as well. How much of his other world, that career world of work, did you get to experience? Did he have a lot of go with daddy to work days?
Well, yeah, I had an opportunity when he was on the road. I actually had an opportunity to go on the road and tour with him.
Nice.
And, introduce him and stuff on stage. So it was like one of those things of being able to do those things. But those are things, you know, I'm going to talk about in my book, you know, so I'm actually working on that as well now. The show, what the life was, of being a son of somebody and growing up and the things that I went through and the things that he went through as well, you know, and how a lot of things that we went through were parallel.
And what do you miss most about him?
My father's laughter.
Mm.
I miss his laughter and his concern and caring, you know. And, he wasn't always the best father because of the way he was raised and the things that he went through, but he did what he could do the way he thought it should be done, you know. But he was never a parent that turned his back on his children. And those are things that I actually really, really miss.
Well, I know you guys have a pressure of making this film great because your dad, of course, is you're going to make him proud. He was a legend and one of the best to ever do it. I mean, any comedian out right now has tried to emulate Richard Pryor at one point or another in their career. So we're looking forward to it. All right. Richard Pryor Jr., everybody, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for talking to me.
All right. Great chatting with you. Bye-bye.
You too.